Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I trust that you had a great couple of days here in the weekend. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brickman. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. You can listen to us on TalkStreamLive.com. Just put in The Power Hour on the top search button, and that's a great way to listen. And they also have listen in. You can call in to listen, and you also have a podcast by phone, which goes back, I think, five episodes or something. So it's fantastic there on TalkStream Live. Many other ways, Spreaker we're on, our YouTube channel, of course, on our website. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Power Hour Radio Show, The Power Hour Radio Show on YouTube. You know everything we've dealt with YouTube, and even though we complain about it continually at YouTube, it still is a fantastic platform and a way for us to get information out. Until there's something better, until there's some other way, at least for now, that's a good way to connect with you. And we want to be able to connect with you because we got great information, great guests, what have you. Another great guest today, Tara Tenney. The name may not sound familiar, but her maiden name is Finnegan. Yes, she's Lavoie Finnegan's daughter, and she's written a book called Liberty Rising, and it tells a pretty detailed story about Lavoie, about what happened there in Oregon, the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, talks about the Bundy Ranch timeline, what happened. You know Lavoie, he's the one who came out of the car and raised his hands and was murdered, shot to death. And talked to her before the show, and she's excited, I guess as you can be, to tell the story, but it means something. Liberty means something to her family, and certainly the story about her father is very intriguing, and we're going to get into that and have a very good conversation. Liberty Rising is the name of the book, One Cowboy's Ascent, and she'll be on the next hour to discuss that. In the meantime, I think my wife will be joining us to tell a quick story about Walmart. I thought it was very interesting. But in the meantime, Uncle Kevin's here. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back again, Dad. Hey, yep. What's that telephone number? I don't even know that telephone number.
What telephone number?
To listen to the...
You had to ask, didn't you?
Yeah.
What do you think? I have it on the tip of my tongue. You should ask me at the break.
Okay.
That's a little radio tip for you. You don't ask questions you don't know the answer to. And you're probably asking that too, ladies and gentlemen. I actually thought about that when I said that. But during the next break, we'll get that phone number and we'll go from there. So TalkStream Live, and also, of course, if you want to call in, 844-769-2944 here live on the radio program. Great news stories. I think a lot, some good, a lot of news always coming off the weekend. What's first on your mind? What struck you over the weekend?
This crazy story in Texas with this judge.
Okay, we'll get, that's an important story, and there's a couple stories that kind of go to this, but do you remember the story about the man and woman who got the divorce and their 6-year-old or 7-year-old wanted to be a girl when he talked to her mom. They can't, see, now I'm confused. I don't even know what he is. Anyway, we'll get to that a little later. Of course, our thoughts and prayers with the people down around the New Orleans area this storm.
That's just disgusting because we can control hurricanes. We can control all the weather.
Certainly this amount of rain.
That is not a wish to control it. We wouldn't have that 1978 treaty around the world that would... to use weaponized water as a warfare, you know? We wouldn't have it. So they can control them, they can start them, they can do anything they want to them.
Certainly can stop this amount of rain, or at least slow it down.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a massive amount of rain.
Steer it away from them, you know?
As of right now, I don't think any levees have broken.
No,
which
hasn't.
Is great. As of right now. And I don't think there's going to be a real problem. Bourbon Street did flood for a minute, but they pumped it away.
As long as
the levees hold, this is not going to be much of an issue.
I don't think they've ever been flooded up there. Up
on Bourbon Street.
Right.
Well, let's get to some of the news. Go around the world. Thailand's prime minister declares end of military rule, transfer to, quote, normal democracy, which that's got to be the biggest paradox in the world. Normal democracy.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What in the world's a normal democracy?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, notice how our politicians call us a democracy.
Yeah, we're
not a democracy. We have democratic procedures, but we're a constitutional republic. You remember last week the vaccination for Alzheimer's that we discussed?
I did.
Made you a little concerned.
Yes. I did not want to get it. I might forgot I got it.
Hopefully you forget to take it. Hopefully you forget to get it in the first place.
Exactly.
In the Congo right now, vaccinations against Ebola are beginning in the Congo, the city of Goma.
Okay.
And there's a, you know, this is a pretty high population area. I don't know what the population, vaccination against Ebola just started to protect people who have come to be in contact with the positive case. Okay, how does a vaccine, if you come in contact with Ebola, my question, how does that, you get a vaccine, how does that help you against, when you've already come in contact with it?
If you've already come in contact.
Does that make sense to
no,
you?
No, it doesn't.
That's what this story, you know. I mean,
how can you vaccinate somebody after they've already got it? I don't think it works that way.
Well, that's what we're told about vaccines. Maybe they got some special vaccines down there in Africa.
Yeah.
Which I would tend to think that that's probably true. Special.
Yeah, and then didn't the UN, when they the next year after they vaccinated all those people, they came to that village and the people killed all the...
Oh, that goes around all the world. All over the world, they, you know, because they had a, they spontaneous miscarriages and sterils.
Sterile people dying from the shots. And then the next year when they came around, they killed all the all the UN doctors that came there to give them a shot. Absolutely.
This is a high population area. I think there's over a million people in this city in Congo. The Ebola supposedly spread to this city. These countries, ours being one of them, they got to be out of their cotton-picking mind to let anybody from the Congo come in their country without a serious quarantine. Just get on the plane. Nobody from Congo.
Exactly.
That's why nobody from Congo is coming here, period.
Yeah.
Sorry. Nobody from Congo.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know the gestation period of it, but whatever the gestation period is, you wait.
Double it. Double it, and then you can think about coming.
Right, exactly. And that's it.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Russia, India agree to ink armed deals in own currency to skirt U.S. sanctions. This is a bigger story than I think people are realizing here. Your thoughts?
Yeah, they're working against us. Yeah, absolutely.
What do you mean they're working against us?
I blame them.
What do you mean they're working against us?
They're using their own currency. They're getting rid of the dollar.
Well, that's not working against us. They're just working for themselves.
Yeah, okay. You can use either way.
Two countries have already signed several arms contracts worth the equivalent of billions of dollars using rubles and rupees and sought other ways to increase trade and national currency amid concerns in India that Washington could slap sanctions on India for buying Russian-made defense equipment. So the only way they can do sanctions is if it's in the dollar.
Right.
I guess, you know, that all-powerful dollar.
Well, yeah, they could sanction, they could raise tariffs because we get a lot of trinkets from India, too.
Well, if they're so concerned, then why would they do this? Why would they risk it? What does this say? What does this say, the fact that Russia and India are even doing this?
They're sick of America and bullying everybody.
Well, I think people have been sick of that for a lot of years. I think now they're to the point where they feel they have the strength or have the ability, or maybe
we're weak enough.
Maybe we're weak enough. Maybe Trump, maybe the administration has given them a wink, wink, nod, nod. We don't care what you do. Go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Esselin talking about regional economies. Maybe this is a step toward, you know, you guys want to do that? Go ahead, do whatever you want.
Yep, go do it. We'll be fine.
On the face, we'll complain like we're mad, but really, go ahead. We're coming towards some sort of regional economic situations. Maybe.
Could be. Yeah.
All right. Well, we shall certainly see. Trump moves to end asylum protections for Central Americans. I know that's got to perk up your ears and get your watch ticking a little better.
Yeah. My heart started to pound a little bit faster.
The Trump administration has moved to end protections in a major escalation of the president's battle to tamp down the number of people crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. I get so sick of reading articles.
I am so sick
of reading these articles. We have solved this. How many times have we solved this problem on this broadcast?
Every week.
50. Every week we've solved this problem.
And for cheap. And on the cheap.
And on the cheap.
You know, just that And within, what did they say, 6 weeks, they could do the whole fence?
Constantine wire. Two rows of Constantine wire in the middle, dogs. Drones, and guards
a few towers.
Every quarter mile have a couple military people.
Yeah. Solved.
Solved.
I don't particularly like a standalone fence there because it's hard to tear down. But Constantine wire, you can get rid of it.
Oh, you mean that at some point maybe it's going to meant to keep us in?
That is correct. I like the Constantine wire way better.
Why do you think that nothing's been done? Let's be honest. Really, not much has been done.
It hasn't. Maybe, you know, there's lawsuits in every state that slows stuff up.
Lawsuits? You can declare an emergency tomorrow.
He could declare
an emergency tomorrow and he could stop it.
Yep, I agree.
They don't even need a fence. Just put guards. A guard every tenth of a mile.
Take some of them 800 bases around the world, bring one of the bases home, and put them work on the fence. Problem solved.
Well, we don't have to solve this again today, but...
We just solved it again.
Solved.
It's not hard.
Solved. This is the thing I'm most frustrated. There's a couple things, but this is the most frustrating thing about Donald Trump to me.
Me too. You know,
I don't know.
Make no sense. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, it makes sense if he's complicit in this. If somebody's telling him. If his controllers are telling them. If he is controlled on this.
Right, if you believe that way.
I'm not saying I believe that way or don't believe that way. I'm saying that that makes sense in that scenario.
Right, but if he's going to bring back America, it doesn't make a lick of sense. So.
If this concept that,
But he did do start the raids yesterday or Saturday.
See, we've heard about that for a while, too.
But they're started.
Well, what, dribs and drabs or something serious?
No, 12 different big cities.
I'm sure we'll hear
the reports of how many they nabbed and how many they throw up by the end of the week.
Here's another story that kind of goes with this. Leftists lose it after Trump tells progressive Dems to go back to their crime-infested places they came from.
I agree.
Speaking specifically about that Amman in the Somali. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think that's any coincidence that the Obama administration let tens of thousands of Somalis congregate in one area of America, and then they elected a congressman?
That was planned.
And all she's doing is complaining about America?
Trying to divide us, divide and conquer. That's all she's trying to do. And I showed you that video clip of Minnesota up there. It's like a little Muslim town or something. Everything's in Arabic.
In America, right. In Minnesota or Michigan. I know there's some areas like that in Michigan, too.
Yeah.
One of Donald Trump's tweets and the many terrible things they say about the United States must not be allowed to go unchallenged. I agree. It's time that we stop being defensive.
Yeah.
I don't need to be defensive to defend America.
No.
You know, putting on the defensive to enforce to defend America.
You don't like America? Get the heck out of it.
Well, I don't agree with that because we can have differences of different political things and think things should be different. But this idea that I need to apologize about America's existence and that we're a cancer on the world, that we don't have any redeeming qualities, that, you know, for you radio listeners, anybody outside the studio right now, Uncle Kevin just gave the hitchhiker thumb.
Out of there. I want him out.
Well, I think that's right. It's time to not let.
Yeah, they're not constructive. I could see somebody saying some constructive stuff. Let's work together. Let's do this.
It's not constructive. Yeah, I agree.
It's not constructive. So, you know, it's just meant to divide us.
If the Democrat Party wants to continue to condone such disgraceful behavior, then we look even more forward to seeing you at the ballot box. There you go.
Well, he better clean up all that voter fraud or he's going down in a ball of fire.
Do you want to hear what this Omar said in response?
I listened to too much of her stuff. I don't.
Well, close your ears for
all
a second.
All right, I'll take my headphones.
Take your headphones off for a second. You're stoking white nationalism because you are angry that people like us are serving in Congress and fighting against your hate-filled agenda.
Yeah, it's just nothing but nonsense.
White nationalism.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe nationalism, But I guess it's a form of white nationalism, but it could be black nationalism or yellow nationalism or red nationalism. Yeah. It's nationalism. It's so nationalism. I guess it's white nationalism, too. It's nationalism.
It's all of the above. And everybody should be proud to be an American. We've done some crummy things, but we've also done some brilliant stuff.
Crowd of UFO fans seeking to, quote, raid Area 51 hit 1 million despite U.S.
I like that.
You see this?
Yes, I did. I was, the first time I read that, I'd go, whoa. And then I thought for a second and I said, yeah, do it.
So basically, there was.
We got to find out what's going on in there.
And it doesn't give the website where you can sign up for this. But basically, somebody put out a website saying, hey, once you put this petition or sign that,
I'm sick of the government being so secretive.
Yes.
I'm sick of it. Area 51, Broom Lake, you know, all these.
Plum Island.
Plum Island, yeah.
And they want to know everything about us, but we can't know anything about them.
Exactly.
1 million people signed the decree. It's a little bit of a joke, but it's showing the discontent.
Right. It's showing that people are fed up and want to know some stuff.
The Air Force was quick to point out, if you come threaten us, we will have to defend ourselves. So
how's coming over the line a threat? Well, they want to just go in there and see what the hell's going on. They don't want to fight nobody.
Well, how is it that they're so sensitive about some random place in the desert, but don't care anything about the border? Why isn't the Air Force defending the border?
Yeah. Boy, a couple of jets,
couple of Hellcats.
That. Yeah, oh yeah. Oh,
couple of Hellcats, I think, would turn people back a little bit.
30 cals that shoot 800 rounds per minute.
I don't want to see people shot.
Weird,
but if they went on the border with another way to solve this, with soldiers every so often, and they had, you cross the line, you're being shot.
That's right.
This would be over in about two seconds.
Yeah, we'll give you a warning. We'll shoot in front of you. 50 feet, 100 feet. Next time, it's lights out.
Yeah. We're killing you.
Yeah.
And it would stop.
It would stop.
This is an interesting article. We talk about the Supreme Court, and, you know, I'm suspicious of Kavanaugh. I'm more than suspicious about Roberts. Roberts,
he's in charge of the FISA court. You don't think he knew about all those warrants on Trump? Baloney.
This is an article of LA Times, and you can check this out in the news, thepowerhour.com, the news for today. And on an often unpredictable Supreme Court, Justice Gorsuch, Neil Gorsuch, is the latest wild card. I'm not going to go in too far on some of the details about this, but, you know, one of the cases, and we mentioned this, was there was a man who was double tried for some crime on the state level and federal level.
They got to get rid of that. That's,
well, it went to the Supreme Court. It went right. It's double jeopardy.
Double jeopardy.
It's the same event.
Yeah.
He didn't commit two crimes, and they ruled the Supreme Court. Well, it's two different jurisdictions.
Right.
I mean, what planet are you on?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, anyway, it lends more credence to this idea that we're in a corporate government. Okay, we're in another jurisdiction. They're telling you that.
Right.
Well, anyway, Neil Gorsuch came out and basically said exactly, what planet are you on?
Was he on our side?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes. Neil Gorsuch is like, what is this?
Yeah.
This is
insane. You can't do that. All it is if they lose in the state, you know, the government losing the state, they just push it up to federal because they get 97% convictions at federal.
Right. That's what he said. That's exactly what he said. His almost exact words were, not about the percentages, but just because you don't like the outcome doesn't mean
exactly.
You can try,
that's
try
exactly
it again.
Exactly what it is. Just because you...
It's an interesting article if that interests you, Supreme Court and kind of dynamics and Neil Gorsuch. From what we can tell, you know, these people, you never know what really these people are like or who's controlling them or whatever.
No, you sure don't. And I think everybody is blackmailed in some way or another.
So far, I will have to say I am ecstatic generally about Neil Gorsuch.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Ecstatic. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we need 8 more of him.
Yep.
And things would change really quickly on that level. New election systems, you know, Pennsylvania came out, other states. We need new electronic voting to prevent hacking or to prevent, you know, to secure, quote unquote. I'm making air quotes here.
What is it? Diebold? Who owns
the patents on,
the patents
those,
on
those, things?
Those things? Diebold?
Well, here's the story.
Okay.
New election systems use, quote, vulnerable software.
They do. Just ask who's that lady who's fighting them.
Oh, Laura Presley.
Laura Presley. We love Laura Presley. We got to get her on and see if there's any updates, or at least call her and see if there's any updates.
Laura Presley's a hero.
She's a hero. Big hero.
Yes. Pennsylvania's message was clear. The state was taking a big step to keep its election from being hacked in 2020. So they spent $14 million of federal funds to do this. The federal government gave them money to upgrade.
Okay.
Well, they upgraded the equipment, but used the same old software.
Yeah, and put a lot the extra in their pockets, probably.
Native Hawaiians to protest telescope construction on Sacred Mountain. You know, places like Hawaii, because it's so remote, is a great place for telescopes, because you're not getting interference by other things, electronic.
No pollution or no, yeah, exactly.
And this has went on for years. People have been complaining about, this is sacred ground, don't put your telescopes. And now they're saying, well, we're going forward. And
yeah, that's where they put Lucifer, right?
No, that was in, was it Arizona?
Yeah, but that was on a sacred mountain.
Indeed. Yes, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So they put them on these, the Grant, was it Grant Mountain?
Yeah.
They, you know, it's interesting because when the government wants to take your land and they want to do a purpose for you, they make any excuse possible.
Yeah, and then you lose.
And then when here in this situation, they're the ones granting the permits. Oh, there's plenty of permits. There's this is all legal and right. And shut up about it. You have nothing to say.
Yep.
It's that's why people want to go to Area 51 and see what's going on. Right. They're just sick of all this.
I hope they do. I hope they publicize it and just go in there and say, you know, show us what's going on here. We want to see the aliens. We want to see the spaceships.
Epstein. The big fight coming up is about bail. Should he receive bail or no?
No.
Because?
The flight risk.
You mean because he has unlimited resources?
Unlimited resources.
And flies all over the world as it is?
Yeah.
As Epstein bail fight looms, feds say evidence growing daily. This is a pretty long article. I don't even like to go into this too much. I give you the highlights. But basically, there's a big fight coming about bail. Should he get bail?
Nope.
Should he not get bail?
Say no.
Well, we're going to see who's...
Well, it depends on how much he gives up. If he gives up a whole bunch of people, well, maybe I'd give him bail.
I would.
He's got to give something. Get
if he would give up everything.
Everything.
I would acquit him.
Well, yeah, I'd give him 5 years. He needs to.
Or, give him like a. Yeah. I'd give him 6 months.
Yeah.
You give up everything? I'll give you 6 months.
I'm negotiable on that. I'm negotiable.
Yeah, it's more important to find out what he knows.
Absolutely. And who, all the names of people in the government.
There's the music. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyra Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepyramall.com. That's thepyramall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Of course, thepowermall.com. We have great specials this week on Vitamir. Robert Tactalian will be here tomorrow. Always just such a great guy. When Joyce says or said, buy from the good guys, we carry that on. Buy from the good guys. That's us. That's what we're doing here. And Robert Tactalian, Vitamir. It's amazing what such a simple, what's a relatively inexpensive thing can do for your overall health. Oral health is extremely important. The products are fantastic. I really like bordering on love the toothpaste. That's the toothpaste I use. I absolutely love the mouthwash. I'm over the moon. I feel about the mouthwash like I feel about the Silver Botanicals deodorant. You know, those two products are just, I'm over the moon about both those products. So all those are on sale over at the Power Mall. Of course, we have free shipping on the Strauss Heart Drops. We still have the auto ship REM sleep. Please check that out. We're really changing what we're doing at the Power Mall. And this week we're going to have, Power Hour J on to kind of discuss this, what we're doing. We're going to have these products that you want and whatever, they're going to be in. We're going to be stocked and we're going to have you be able to order them pretty much on demand. So that's a very important step for us and what we're doing for you and to be better servants for you and really help us at the same time. So check that out. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for your purchases and donations and prayers. I want to go to another news story. We got my better half is here. Tristan is here. Welcome to the Power Hour, Tristan.
It's good to be here. Hi.
We got some emails last time you were on. They said they rather hear much more from you and less from me. So they're really happy.
I don't know about that.
No, it's true.
I don't know.
People like you very much. So there's a story. We're going to talk about Walmart. And I thought this was very encouraging, but to get your perspective, and I'm going to say this story first. This is from the New York Post. Swedes are getting implants in their hands to replace cash and credit cards. Thousands of people in Sweden are having futuristic microchips implanted into their skin to carry out everyday activities and replace credit cards and cash. More than 4,000 people already. Blah, blah, blah. The story goes on. Now, this whole story, I read the whole thing. And one of the advocators of this said, tech will move into the body. I am sure of that. You know, we're definitely not happy about that occurrence. Nowhere in this story does it mention the mark of the beast or the Bible at all. I thought that was very curious. My wife came home a couple days ago. Remember, I mentioned Walmart, that the electronic checkers, the self-checkout areas above them, they had these big, there's four or five posters that said, investing in American jobs, right above the self-checkout. I had to just laugh. Right above the self-checkout, investing in American jobs. Whose jobs are they investing in? You bagging your own groceries. Anyway, I went there the other day, and they were taken down. So somebody definitely saw the irony of that. I wish I would have took a picture. Hilarious. Anyway, you had an experience at good old Walmart the other day that I thought was pretty telling and really a good sign. Tell that story if you would.
I was at Walmart and checking out, and out of all the 10, 12 lanes, there was only two open, of course. And the lines, there was about 5-6 people in the two lanes, and they were calling people to come to the front of Walmart, help check people out, because no one wanted to go to the self-checkout. So I got in one of the lines, and this guy, he's like, you know what? He's like, they wanted me to go to self-checkout, and I'm not falling for that. He's like, either they're going to try to get us to shop online or check out ourselves, and I'm not falling for that. And so it was funny because no one was in the checkout line, and all these other people were waiting to be checked out, and it was just interesting, and how he said he wasn't falling for it, and he knows they're trying to steal our jobs. Anyway, I let him in front of me because he had three items, so he could have used checkout, but he didn't want to.
Well, then we saw some other people. We met a former, he was in the ministry somehow, a former deacon or something, and we met them at the gym the other day, and they were talking about how they're fed up with everything. I mean, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I brought Tristan here, one, it's great to hear her voice, but you're not alone. What you believe, what you think, you know, for years we've been put in a box like we're in our own echo chamber and we're alone. But I don't think we are. Would you agree with that, Tristan?
Oh, yeah. I think there's more people awake than there is what they portray as, you know, people for the other side.
When you say awake, what does that mean to you?
That they're aware of what their propaganda is all about. You know, like you said, the story with the chip. They want it so either it's self-checkout or you have to pick up your groceries. Okay, well, then now you only can pick up your groceries using the chip or using only your iPhone or who knows.
Right. What do you think is the most important issue right now to you that's on your mind? I mean, you're on social media a lot. You look at Facebook and what have you. What's the most important thing to you?
The most important thing to me is probably the vaccines. And the abortion. Those two just, I don't know. I think you need to make a stand on what you're convicted about and just boldly tell people the truth and not really care what they think. Because we're past the point of being friends and differences matter. Because now it's either you're going to be forced to do something you don't want to or you're going to stand up to do what's right.
You know, last week I talked about China. We were discussing in China right now that you can't get on the train if you don't agree politically with the quote-unquote Communist Red Party. And I thought about that, and I want to say that a different way. Right now in China, if you think the way you do, you would not be allowed to get on a plane or train or probably even work. Think about that. If that comes here, you, thinking like you do, will not be allowed to get on a train or plane.
And well, people who think like me have guns.
Well, it's the difference between China and here.
So, it's like, good luck trying to enforce that. I mean,
well, they already do force it to certain ways, subtle ways. But a direct thing, I think that's why it's the big argument. It's the big talk in this country. Well, it's great to see you, as always. I just adore you and love you, and you're just fantastic.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to say to the audience before you go?
No, not really.
I kind of put you on the spot a little bit.
I know. I'm fighting a cold, so I've been taking my oregano really good, so. Can I tell you about my scripture experience real quick?
Sure, please do.
I was reading in Ezekiel, and he was talking about to the prophet Ezekiel and how God told him to go into the city and just to speak the truth, and they'll glare at you because they're wicked and they'll make fun of you, but just keep proclaiming the truth. And I think that's how we need to be. We shouldn't be scared to offend somebody, because that time's over. You need to stand up for the truth and speak it no matter what.
Well, you've been, you know, I use the word alienate. That may be a strong word, but you've definitely created a wedge between you and a big part of your family by the things that you said. And is that what surprised me? And I don't want to get in the middle of this or what have you, but it surprises me, really inspiring, how it's almost like you don't care. I don't care. I'm focused. This is so important, and I'm not trying to hurt my family, but I'm not going to back down on this. Explain what goes through your mind on all that.
I think it all comes back to conviction. And when you're convicted about something and you know the truth, then it doesn't really matter what anyone thinks.
Well,
I mean, really.
Well, that's a really idealistic view.
If your family's for pro-vaccine, or not pro-vaccine, I should say mandatory vaccines, then they're taking away your choice to choose. And to me, it's like, well, what kind of person wants to take away your choice to choose?
Well, then they say, think the same way, some of them, about abortion.
Yeah, but then who are they talking about? The baby? Because the baby's alive and well, so I want the baby to choose. Because their parents already made that choice.
Where do you think we are in this country? I mean, you're a mother, you're a wife, you homeschool, you certainly are awake to a lot of what's going on. I mean, you're right in the middle of this in America. You're the target in a lot of ways for this agenda. They want to get rid of you. You are a threat. You, your existence, your life, what you are doing is a threat to this system that's trying to be born. What do you think, being in that position, where do you think we are? Where are we going?
Well, wouldn't you rather be a threat than someone to be like, oh, I had no idea what was happening and be totally clueless? I'd rather be a threat and have a good cause than to just sit there and be useless.
Anything else that you'd like to say, sweetheart?
You know what? I've learned a ton from all of our guests and from you on this show. And I think it's so inspiring. I put it on Facebook, and you never know who's going to listen to an interview or whose life you're going to change. But you just slowly, like Uncle Kevin does, you just slowly hand people information. And eventually it clicks. I mean, eventually it clicked in all of us. We all didn't feel this way at one time.
You know what you've helped me see is how, you know, I get my own bubble here on this radio talking, and sometimes it's hard to see this. You have a little more perspective, outside perspective on this. You can kind of see this, and you said it here today. At some level, does it even matter? You know, what does it matter? It's right now. I mean, we're to the point. This is serious. This is no joke. This is serious. And there is a control system that's trying to destroy our liberty, our freedom, and they can't destroy it if we just stand. I mean, you've basically told me these things. You've inspired me.
Well, there's so much good. There's a lot of bad, but there's so much good. And I think if you take your kids out of the public school and put them in a good environment, your own home, and you teach them good things, that you can change your generation that way. Instead of fight this Babylonian system, you can actually change it in your own home. And I think that's what it was meant to do from the beginning. And I think eventually it all comes around and it will change.
Do you feel hopeful about the future?
I feel hopeful about my future.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. That's powerful.
And I think people on this show and who listen, I think they're full of, you know, faith and hope. They're full of a lot of faith and hope because they understand where this is going, and they're separating from it. And I think God separates the wheat from the tares and blesses those that are not part of that system. And our job is to help bring them to a new idea, which, you know, through the Power Hour, I've learned the new ideas to be different and to be healthy. And I think as you gather more people towards the good, then they'll change.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep.
Great to talk to you, Kev. You want to jump back in here? We're going to finish the news.
Here comes Uncle Kevin. Da, da, da. All right. Bye, Power Nation.
Wow, that was... She's really profound, and that was the, especially the last thing that she said, in her home and your own influence. Any thoughts about what she said there before we continue?
Yeah, and you're sneaky. When you go to those self-checkout things, they're taking a picture of you right there. You can see yourself. Did you know that?
Mm-mm. I try to avoid them.
Yeah.
I've used them before, but I try to avoid them.
It's live. You're right there. It's like what on the computer, you know, you have that little box up in the right-hand side when you're on Skype or something like that. That's what it's like. So be aware.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Try to avoid the self-checkout.
Facial recognition. I'm sure they sell it to somebody.
Well, they probably keep it internally for them. I mean, that's another. Amazon's been talking about opening stores where basically that the whole store is a one big facial recognition experience where everything you do is tracked, and they're going to cater to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's creepy.
It is creepy. I didn't like it when I found that out. When I saw myself, I said, "What is this, lady? What's this,
lady? Come here."
She said, "It's an old man, old ugly man."
That's funny. Did you know that in Manhattan for five hours the power was out?
Yeah.
Over the weekend?
Baby B said he willed it out.
Why? Because he did. What was the reason? You got to understand. We got to get Davey B on the show now.
Yeah.
What was the reason? Why did he will it out? I got to hear this.
He says he's got powers now.
Let's move on. Con Ed can't explain what caused the Manhattan blackout.
That's what he told me.
You got to know. Davey B, you remember I told you, ladies and gentlemen, or we talked about Davey B's mother is the one who fled Germany during war. She's still alive.
Austria. Yeah, Austria.
She's like 103. 104.
Yeah, she made it to 104.
And she's the one who fled kind of the Von Trapp situation.
Yep.
He's the one their family got together and they said, we need to get out of here. Half her family left, half her family stayed.
Yes. And half the family that stayed died in Auschwitz. Terrible.
Well, let's move on. We're going to run out of time. There's some important stories. Trump weighs ousting of Commerce Chief Wilbur Ross after census defeat, endless traffic, mass confusion at LaGuardia Airport. That leads to opportunities for Uber and rideshare.
Yeah.
And the article, they're degrading the Uber people. Oh, these vandals, these usurpers,
skanks
are coming in and taking opportunities. Oh, because you can't give them a ride and they got to wait 45 minutes in line to get a taxi. So somebody else
get charged 10 times what Uber charges.
So isn't that what the isn't that the capitalist system? So they're there. I have no sympathy.
But I have to say, Paul drove for Uber.
Yeah,
and they, you know, Uber claims that you make $15 an hour, and he says that's not true. He made close to $7 an hour, so he stopped working for him.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. He was all.
By the time, does that mean $7 taking into consideration his car, or mean $7 and then he had to pay for his car?
No, $7 and he had to pay for his car. Yeah, it wasn't.
So he's losing money being an Uber
basically,
driver.
Yeah.
So how?
He was not. Well, he quit.
Well, somebody's making money on Uber.
They're
all CIA agents.
Yeah, they're making a fortune.
Maybe they're CIA agents running around.
I don't know if they changed their policy, but their policy was you don't tip. That's where you make your money. Tipping.
Black home ownership drops to all-time low in America.
I believe.
Hispanic home ownership is going up. Of course, they don't count all the Hispanics, so those are all skewed.
50 to a house.
So they all have a house.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a racist. That's a fact. They come over.
Across the street from us, remember?
Yeah, in Georgia.
In Georgia.
Yeah, that's what they do. And that's typical. And all the ones that we knew, they all come here and they get a house.
A house together. There's 12 in a house, and they work down at the Mexican restaurant, and they're good people.
Peter Thiel says FBI CIA should probe Google. And that's pretty hilarious coming from a Facebook executive.
Yeah.
Don't probe us, probe Google.
They need to probe them all and start locking people up.
To break Google's monopoly on search, make its index public. Well, it was public. It was made by DARPA.
Right.
DARPA's the one that gave them their index. Well, not their index, their algorithm.
Right.
And then they created their index. Huawei to move 1,000 jobs from U.S. to Italy plus a $3 billion investment to boot. So Huawei, after we arrested that one executive at the, this is the Chinese chip maker.
You're right. Well, we got the laptop. It's probably worth it with all that information about those software and stuff.
The number of you're talking about her laptop.
Yeah, that's why they arrested it. They confiscated it, and supposedly all that information and what chips are in where and what they do and all that stuff. Because they all have black back doors, and that's why our Navy was all in the port taking those chips out about 6 months ago.
Well, you got a good point. Maybe it was worth it then.
Yeah.
The number of global earthquakes is 3 times above normal right now in this period. 6.1, 6.6, 7.3. Dozens more hit the Ring of Fire over the last 48 hours. This is Michael Snyder from Economic Collapse. We haven't had him on in a while. Catherine, maybe we should get Michael Snyder on again to talk about some of these things.
Well, are they firing up HAARP more? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Would it surprise you tomorrow? Would it surprise you if on the news you looked and it said, oh my gosh, the big one hit a 9.0 earthquake in California?
No.
Would that surprise you?
No.
No, it wouldn't surprise me either, because all this is pointing to something.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, or, you know, in Indonesia or whatever. And I'm not wishing, I shouldn't even said that and proclaim it, but.
No, don't, we're not proclaiming it, we're just.
Snakes and other critters joining flooding tornadoes as Barry's latest threat. Snakes and other critters. Like alligators?
I don't know. I wouldn't like to be in waist-deep water with an alligator swimming past
that?
Me.
Snakes would send me through the roof. I'd probably jump out. But an alligator?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Tropical Depression Barry sets its sight on Arkansas and western Tennessee. So that's heavy rains are coming, so we're dealing with some of that. French inventor soars above Champs-Élysées on a flyboard at Paris Parade. Did you see any clips of this?
No, I did not.
It's on a hoverboard like it's a Back to the Future or something.
Oh, is that the one in France?
Yeah,
France. Yes, I did. I did.
That was kind of cool.
I got confused there for a second.
It was kind of scary, though. He had a rifle in his arm kind of saying, this could be the army can do this.
Super soldier surfer.
How would you like super soldiers coming around?
Yeah, hovering.
Drones.
And hoverboard.
You think it's just a drone? No, it's not a drone.
Well, I saw something about those. We were talking about the robots the other day. I saw something about the militarized robots yesterday. Man, that was scary.
We're to that story again about Sweden, about the chip. Did you hear that? I was talking to Tristan about the chip in Sweden. They're taking the chip. They don't care anything about it.
Oh, is that that's the workers that work at this
mill? No.
Everybody?
No. This is not everybody's doing it, but a lot of people are doing it.
They're nuts.
In the thousands,
They're
4,000 or 5,000 right now.
What are they giving them? Are they giving them anything?
Who knows? Probably a toaster.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
They just want the convenience. Do you know in Sweden only 1% of their transactions are with cash right now? They're pretty much
They're
going
almost cashless.
And they're going. They don't even have to.
Right.
They only have to go declare cashless. It's just going that way. Cashless.
Big mistake. Big mistake.
I'm very puzzled in this article. It doesn't even mention the Mark of the Beast. I think that has to be mentioned. That how can you not have some reference to revelations in the Mark of the Beast when you start talking about chips in people's hands?
Well, it's sort of secular up there.
But still, my God. I mean, secular, no secular, don't believe in God. If I saw something like that, they're chipping me just like it says in the Book of Revelations, I'd be like, wow, this is very similar to the Book of Revelations.
That's
this
true.
Is odd.
Maybe they haven't read the Bible in 3 generations up there.
Well, this reporter certainly should be familiar with.
Yeah, the reporter should. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing mentioned in this article. NBC, neither male nor female. Why some non-binary people are microdosing hormones?
That's supposed to be the rage of everything. That's supposed to be enlightened. You're supposed to be enlightened by doing that. It's supposed to be help your health, help your everything. I don't believe it one bit.
Being androgynous, not being a, they're trying to, I don't even want to go in. Oh, let's go to your story here, but we got a couple minutes. Remember the one in Texas, the parents were getting divorced and the one child, the mother said it wants to be a girl, or he wants to be a girl.
Yeah, Texas court orders father to raise his son as a transsexual. Now they got it in writing.
And this child's 6, right? Or 7?
7, I think 7.
And now it's 7.
And he is set. When he's 8 years old, to be chemically castrated right now by his mother. And his father is going nuts. She's saying that he wants to be a girl when he's with their mother, but the father says he wants to be a boy when right. he's with him.
Yeah, so I like being a boy. What's the problem?
He's just agreeing
with whoever he's
yes,
with.
Yes, he's trying to please his parents, and this judge is saying that when he comes over for a visit, he has to can't address him as his boy name. He has to address him as his girl name.
I'm not trying to be violent, but would that drive you to violence?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I mean, you got to protect your kid if you know.
At that point, I mean,
these people are nuts. That judge should be arrested for child abuse. So should his mother.
That would drive me to violence.
I'm
going to be honest with
me
you.
Me too.
That's my only child.
Uh-huh. And the guy doesn't have any funds, and he's looking for help from lawyers. And
well, maybe we should pray for him.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to declare
that these people who are trying to erase gender, trying to destroy the plan of God, the characterization of creation, that they will fall into their own trap, and that their seed may be cursed, their line may be cursed, and that in the future no one will ever hear of them, and no one in the generations to come will ever see their seed, because they will be cut off entirely. This is disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting.
And let it be so.
Let it be said, let it be done.
Rutherford Institute calls on DHS to disclose government surveillance program that tracks, monitors, and mines social media influencers and posts. Statins double diabetes rate. There's another little side benefit.
And who didn't know that, right?
Collagen benefits skin and joints, yes. How to treat sunburn naturally. Potatoes, honey, vinegar.
C60.
Coriander oil, green tea, cucumber.
I use C60.
Calendula, plenty of water.
When you tried it, did it help you?
It seemed like it did.
Yeah.
I didn't do it enough to have it.
Right. Yeah,
we got to go.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Hart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.
Oxygen.